She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis, along with Andrea Donsky. There's so many things to think about for the holidays. You got to make sure your house is in order and the gifts and the food and da-da-da-da-da. But what about making your home healthy? Well, the perfect gal to help us with this is, of course, Lisa Barras. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, and happy holidays, and soon to be healthy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yes, yes. You too.
Okay, so what can we do to get our home ready and healthy?
There are so many things we can do, and there are so many hidden toxins that we bring into our home through the holidays that we're really completely unaware of. So I'm going to go through a few with you. But to start, The EPA says that as Americans, we spend 90% of our time indoors, and the air inside of our homes, if you're not aware, is 2 to 5 times more polluted, and even up to 100 times more polluted on average than the outdoor air. So as the weather gets colder and we're inside more during the holidays, we're being exposed to whatever toxins are permeating our air. We've got artificial trees, synthetic fragrances potentially, and baking with unhealthy cookware, and all of the dust that can be coming into your home through bringing in those decorations and those trees. And the first thing that leads me to the first tip, which is your Christmas tree is one of the most important decisions you can make if you're putting up a tree, that is. And the reason is because with real trees, that's a great way to go, and I'm a big fan of potted trees if you can do that. But for some people who suffer indoor and outdoor allergies, 1 in 5 Americans, in fact, this can be an issue because they can harbor mold, pollen, and other airborne irritants and allergens. So that might be not be an option for some families. In which case, what do? You get an artificial tree, right? Well, yep. Hopefully, artificial trees are basically the majority, I'd say almost all of them, are made with PVC, polyvinyl chloride, The most toxic plastic. And what's really bad about that is they contain lead. Lead is put in there as a stabilizer. And what happens as these trees start to break down, these chemicals get into the dust. If you're putting your fingers on the tree and decorating the tree, you could actually be getting this lead dust and this PVC on your hands, and little kids like to lick their fingers. So this is something we really don't want. And this goes with string lights as well. String lights, they all have PVC. They're made of PVC, which makes them, of course, bendable, right? The plastic is soft and it makes it pliable. And then also to add fuel to the fire there, they add flame retardants into these plastic materials, into the PVC.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and so the same thing, we know flame retardants are semi-volatile, which means they get into the air, and therefore they get into our household dust. So one of the things you can do with your tree is get a PE, which is called a polyethylene tree, and this is a better option. There's no PVC whatsoever. You're still not going to avoid the flame retardants, but it's a better option. And then also there's wooden trees. The Possibility tree is one that I like. It's 100% real wood. And so you could get creative and maybe just do something else besides a regular traditional Christmas tree.
So Possibility tree. That's so adorable. Sorry, I love my own words.
So. I love it. They're made. They're USA made, and they're safe, and you're not going to have to worry about any of that. And also damp dusting and mopping is really important when you're bringing in and out those decorations. Make sure you're wiping everything off because it's the dust is how these chemicals get into our air. And speaking of air, one of my really amazing tips that you're going to love is to add poinsettias to your home. So poinsettias happen to be one of the plants that NASA found was exceptional at removing formaldehyde from the indoor air. And it's actually the leaves, the stems, the roots, and the root bacteria that actually all work to take that formaldehyde out of the air, which is a carcinogen and can be found in tons of products inside of our homes.
We should be keeping that all year round and not just around the holidays.
I was just thinking that.
Yeah. Well, there's 50 plants, so you can go with other plants the rest of the year. But for Christmas, the poinsettia, the Norfolk Island Pine, and the Christmas cactus, those were all deemed clean air plants. And a lot of nurseries now will label them clean air plants. That's great. That's if awesome. You don't have it in your budget to get an air purifier, which is another tip. Obviously, a home air purifier is something I highly, 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 highly recommend that every home have today because of all these toxins in our homes. One that you can just move to your bedroom or move around your home. And also be careful of those scented fragrances, whether it's in your candles or your spraying synthetic fragrance, which we all know better than to be doing that. on this show, right? Yes. Hopefully all your listeners yeah. know. But also, yes. you don't want paraffin wax candles. Those are actually petroleum-derived. They literally mm-hmm. are from petroleum, and they're going to use synthetic fragrance, and you know, they can release all kinds of chemicals into the air, organic compounds like formaldehyde and naphthalene, and the list goes on. So look for candles made of beeswax, soy, or vegetable wax, and make sure if they're scented that they're using 100% essential oils, not synthetic fragrances.
Lisa, you know, I want you to talk a little bit about the paraffin, because it's the holiday time. A lot of people go and they get manicures and they get paraffin wax treatments. Talk yeah. a little bit about the dangers of that. Exactly. Oh, I know. manicures and pedicures and, you know, I mean, you. I mean, I don't know if we've talked about this with you, Lisa, but I mean, yeah. I'm like the bag lady when I go get a manicure. I mean, the people who I go get manicure, they roll their eyes. They're like, oh, here she is again. Who's taking her? It's like they have to fight. Who's not going to take me?
We don't want
her. Like
they like put their head down and pretend they don't see you.
Oh, yeah. It's like the lady who comes in with all her own stuff. But that's a whole other conversation. But I do want to talk about paraffins for a second.
I wish you lived near me. We could go for mani-pedis together, because I'm the other bag lady that you've been looking for.
I love it. Oh, and by the way, that last time I went for a manicure, I brought my daughter, and my daughter was like, why do we have to use all your own stuff? And the lady who was giving her the manicure was like totally ragging on me to my daughter about like how
yeah,
she doesn't
minute.
Understand. I'm like, oh. Yeah, we left. I'm like, honey, trust me. She's only 10. I'm like, honey, trust me. You will
trust
thank
mommy.
Me one day for being the bag lady.
Exactly.
Today's,
mother knows best. She'll be thanking you later. Well, you know, we did that show on toxic manicures and pedicures, and oh my God, the list of toxins, we don't even have time to go in, so listeners, go back and yeah. listen to that interview.
Please do.
Because
yeah.
we're talking
yeah.
about acetone and what?
Oh, I said it's up on the it's site, on the so site. People can go
yes,
Naturally
it's on
Savvy
the site.
Page and Ballet, check it out.
Toluene, all of the formaldehyde, all of the things that can be in your nail polish. But paraffin, of course, it's a petroleum product. We absorb 60% of whatever goes onto our skin. So think about that. You're literally soaking your hand in petroleum when you get a paraffin hand treatment. And think about the concept of if your hands are dry, maybe you're dehydrated. Maybe you need to be drinking more water, not just putting something on to sort of mask your dryness. And candles, same thing. When you burn those candles, you start to release soot, and those chemicals become volatile, which means they become airborne, and we can breathe those in. So, you know, air fresheners, potpourri, incense, you have to make sure you're doing 100% natural. I can't stress that enough. And going back to air, because air is the umbrella to our home, make sure you're changing those furnace filters. That's the filter to your heating and cooling system. And that you would want to change once a season, and the holidays is a perfect time to do that with all the extra baking and cooking going on. These filters literally remove 90% of the large airborne particles that pass through it. So that would be, you know, mold, pollen, dust, dander, that dust that could have those flame retardant chemicals in it. These can be getting absorbed through your home's heating and cooling system. And this is a $20 fix. So do this today if you do one thing. And I do want to...
Before we have like, you know, half a minute left. What about HRV systems? What do you think about those in terms of air purifying systems for the homes?
What did you say?
I think it's called the HRV system. Like, it's a heat recovery ventilator that you put in that brings in fresh air from the outside and brings and shoots out the
Oh, okay. I'm not 100% sure with that. But fresh air, you know, yes, anytime you can be bringing fresh air, if you're getting fresh air, you do need to know what's going on in your city's air, because you might not actually be bringing fresh air in depending on the time of day or the time of year. So that's why I'm really a big believer in air purifiers. And if you want a complete healthy home checklist of what we went over today, you can go to our website, and we have a free gift. If you sign up for our newsletter, you'll get this entire checklist and then some more that we didn't get into. But it's really great to have for the holidays.
Yeah, that is awesome. And then your website is ronandlisa.com. For those of you listening, you can definitely check it out. Ron and Lisa are pretty amazing, and they definitely have our best health in check, so it's great. All right, well, everybody, happy holidays. I'm Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful holiday season, and stay well.